Good evening. It's Joe Nathan, everybody. excuse me. Yeah, let's get right to it. I'm still on my relationship tip, you know what I mean? Basically, I just want to address some things, man. Like, I firmly believe this, and I got a t-shirt that says it, define girlfriend. I think if most of us could define girlfriend, we wouldn't know how to define it. Because if I tell you to define girlfriend, you might say, you know, as a girl, you might say, hey, I'm exclusively seeing this guy, and I do this, that, and the other. Okay, cool. That's your definition of girlfriend. So, what if you are exclusively, you know, with that guy? He says you guys are exclusive. You do this, this, that, and that, the other for him. He does this, that, and the other for you. But no one has placed a title on it. Are you still his girlfriend? And I say that to say because I can, or we can, as individuals, treat a person as our girlfriend. You know, cook, clean, show up, you know, be there for them when they need it, help out with anything they need, introduce them to our friends, hang out with their friends, etc. But sometimes our significant other, maybe female or male, may feel like as without that title, it's just not good enough. But on the reverse, you know what I'm saying? On the flip side, you can have a guy call you or say you're his girlfriend and treat you like ish. You know what I'm saying? Don't come around. Don't want to hang out with your friends. Don't cook for you. Don't isn't there for you when you need them. But you're still going to be loyal to that guy just because of that title. Like, what is it about the title of being called a girlfriend that makes us feel so much better than being treated like a girlfriend without the title? I don't get it. Like, someone please make me understand this. Like, just because you are doing whatever you're doing and it's good, it's not good enough because the title isn't there. Like, it's like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? That's what but the title doesn't mean nothing. Because I've been in situations where I've watched people, friends, family, whoever, be in a situation where they've been engaged for 4 or 5 years. Or they had a girlfriend for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? So that title doesn't mean nothing. Let's get out of that, people. We got to get out of that. Like, and when I wore my t-shirt on Instagram, it caused the uproar. I got plenty of comments, you know, like, oh, why is that? Why don't you know what a girlfriend is? And this is why I don't know what a girlfriend is. Because I could treat you as such. I could bend over backwards for you. I could do things that I don't do normally with other people haven't done. I could tell you I'm not fucking nobody else. I could tell you everything in the world, but I just say I'm not ready, you know what I'm saying, to call you my girlfriend, because I know in your mind that's going to change expectations of what should go on. Now, granted, you're being treated greatly, but that's not good enough for you. You know what I'm saying? And people often, when I just interview random people and I have conversations with random people, they say, it's different. I said, it's no different. I said, a woman's mind or a guy's mind in their head, expectations change. So you're going to hold them accountable for certain things. That's the only thing that's going to be different. You know what I'm saying? And without that title, you can't hold them accountable. But never mind, you know what I'm saying? Never mind him treating you greatly. You just want to be able to hold him accountable. Like, if that holds weight. Let me tell you something, women. No matter what a guy calls you, he's going to do what he wants to do. Trust me. No matter what he calls you, oh, just because you can nag him about it, you think it's better for you? No. Just because he calls you his girlfriend and he comes home at 2 in the morning, and you want, if he didn't call you his girlfriend, you wouldn't BS about it, or you wouldn't bitch about it. But now that it's your girlfriend, you're gonna bitch about it. He's just gonna laugh, and you know what he's not gonna do? He's not gonna show up at your place at 2 in the morning. He's gonna go home at 2 in the morning. So now you don't know what time he gets home. Because you think it's different. Why is it different now when it wasn't before? You know what I'm saying? Let's be real. Just because he calls you his girlfriend doesn't make him, oh, the magic stick of me being his girlfriend. Oh. Now he's all of a sudden, he's really going to be this and that. No, a guy don't think the way you think. As long as he's treating you the way you need to be treated and you're happy right now, don't let outside influences dictate what's going on with that relationship, with that dynamic. You feel what I'm saying? We have to get out of it. It's just something that we have to do from both sexes. Just because she's your girlfriend now, don't try to lock her down, dog. Don't say she can't hang out with her friends at 5 in the morning. I mean, at some point in time, you just have to, you know what I'm saying, say subtly, you know what I'm saying? First of all, if your chick is hanging out to 5 in the morning, you shouldn't be with her anyway. I'm just going to throw that out. I said 5 in the morning by accident, but if she hanging out to 5 in the morning, she out there looking for trouble, man. So get rid of her anyway. She shouldn't be your girlfriend. But I'm just saying, don't tell her she can't hang with her friends now that she's your girlfriend. Allow her that same response, or allow her that same comfortability of doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because sooner or later, she's going to start saying, you know what? Maybe I need to spend more time with him. Because at the end of the day, man, you're not going to wait around for her forever. You're not going to always be tired. She out to 2 in the morning. Hell, I know she ain't coming home to 2 in the morning. I'm going to meet her. I'm going to stay out with her. So when we get home at the same time, maybe she'll start to think, hey, I don't like my man being out to 2 in the morning. Because there ain't nothing but fast-ass girls out here. You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be, we have to allow individuals to make that choice for themselves. Can't give out ultimatums no more, man. There's too much going on out here, man. Girls are living their best life. Y'all know what that means. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we know. But listen, that's another episode. But all I'm saying is, man, when I say I don't know what a girlfriend is that I've seen both sides of it. I've seen guys call girls their girlfriend and treat them like shit, and these girls remain loyal. And I've seen guys say they're not ready for a relationship, but they treat these women like queens, or they treat these women better than most situations they've ever been in. And these women don't accept it. They run these guys off with so much pressure to try to tell these guys, oh, you got to make me your girlfriend, or I'm leaving. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. And I just want people to say, when I say I don't know what a girlfriend is anymore, it's just because of that. You know what I'm saying? It's not that I don't identify with a girlfriend. It's not that I don't want a girlfriend or whatever. It's just that I don't know what it is. Even if I treat you like my girlfriend, you won't say you're my girlfriend. So I can call you my girlfriend and treat you like shit. You'll just be happy with the title. That's what I'm saying. So that's me in my defined girlfriend situation, you know? It was nothing like, oh, I don't know what a girlfriend is because I'm a pimp, I'm a Mac. No. Ask me what I mean and I will let you know. But this, I'm going to post this with my t-shirt picture on IG, and, you know, hopefully people will listen to it and see what I'm talking about. And understand and give me their feedback on it. Like, it's like, listen, I'm here to talk. I'm here to talk my shit. Let me talk my shit. And that's what I'm gonna do. I gotta get it off my chest, man. I'm out here and God knows where. And I'm just trying to voice my opinion about some things. Thank you for listening.